Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is July the 20th, the third Thursday in the month of July. Happy July, happy Thursday, happy summer, happy New Year 2023. The summer is going by so fast, I tell you. And when you work in the school system like myself, it is slowing down. I'm just like, can the time just slow down? Because I really only have 1 month left before I go back. And it's just like, you know, when you go on vacation, it seems to take forever for it to come. But when it comes, it goes by so fast, right? And so having fun goes by fast. But I hope you are enjoying your summer, getting the breaks you need, vacation you need. I know the weather is crazy out there, you know. Global warming is definitely shifting the atmosphere and shifting things, but I still hope you plan to do something outdoors, get in God's beauty. Amen. Again, thank you so much of all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. Please subscribe to this podcast and also our YouTube channel. If you want to find out more what's going on in the ministry, you can visit us at www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Well, all right, we are in the month of July, and we're still on the same thing. We've been getting awesome streets, y'all. We have been getting awesome streets. You know, what street are you stuck on? We gotta unstick ourselves. Is that a word? We gotta get unstuck from some things that are not helping us to move forward. They're not helping us to grow physically, mentally, or spiritually. And they're not beneficial. Amen. And so today's episode is called Get Off the Street of Mediocre. That's right. Get off of the street of mediocre. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. So today, I found this really short quote by Joe Nichols. And the quote says, "The way that I am now, I don't want to accept mediocrity. I don't want to accept the easy road." Let me read that again. It was so powerful. "The way that I am now, I do not want to accept mediocrity. I do not want to accept the easy road." This is a powerful, powerful quote. And, you know, when I was thinking about this episode, I was thinking about, you know, there's a lot of things that I could talk about when it comes to mediocrity, right? Us living on the street of mediocre. And so I was thinking about, why do we keep mediocre people in our lives, right? Why do we keep mediocre people in our lives? And so we all do to some extent or another, you know, whether it is a romantic relationship or a friendship, there are mediocre people we keep in our life. And oftentimes it's a fear, right? We talked about being on the street, you know, getting off of the street of fear. And, you know, it's a fear of being alone, a fear of being able to find someone else, right? Or just, unfortunately, manipulation from the other individual that may try to force you to stay in the relationship. And so I just wanted to talk about some reasons, right? Some reasons why we stay in mediocrity or mediocre relationships. So number one, the big one is the obvious one, right? We stay for love. You know, whether it is a romantic relationship or, you know, a friendship, we stay because we love the other individual. But love can mess us up, right? I saw something the other day by a minister. I was trying to think of his name, remember his name, but he passed some years ago, and he said a lot of people divorce and they were in love, right? Love doesn't keep the marriage. You need something else. You need more than just love, but love can mess us up. And I tell you, you know, the things that we do for love, right? And so when you can, when you think about it, you know, all of us, right? All of us, we've done some dumb things for love. But sometimes it is because of that strong unconditional love for the other person that we accept mediocrity. We accept it because we love them so, so much. And we accept people in our lives who honestly come on, you know, if you were honest with yourself, I need you to think about this. Come on now. If you were honest with yourself, you knew that that individual didn't love you the same way. You knew they weren't on your same level. You knew you believed more in, their ambition. Like, some people are very ambitious, but they're not showing you nothing, right? You know, did they even have your best interests like you had for them? You know, you know, some people, they have no drive like you do. They have no passion like you do. They don't want to work like you do. Come on. I could keep going on, but you already know, right? You already know what you've done for love, what you've accepted for love. But it is because of the love for that other individual, unconditional, right, that you stay. Number two. Now, the opposite of love, I would say, is manipulation. And manipulation from the other individual. And I must say that, you know, there are a lot of mediocre people in the world who have low self-esteem, but in that, they play on your kindness as a weakness. They play on your unconditional love for them as a weakness, and they manipulate and force you to stay, whether it is a romantic relationship, marriage, or friendship, right? There is a level of manipulation. And, you know, I like to call it witchcraft, right? Because witchcraft is really just someone using their will to control someone else. That is what witchcraft is. And so it may not be overtly done to you, but they manipulate you to stay with them. A lot, oftentimes you see this with domestic violence victims, right? You see that because the person has used their will. They have used witchcraft, the spirit of manipulation, to get what they want, you know, because of certain things. And so we, you know, they have all of these excuses as to why you should stay with them. Maybe they didn't go to college. Maybe they didn't have a great upbringing. Maybe their father wasn't in their life. Maybe their mother died when they was young and the sister or the grandma had to take care of them. Maybe they lost their job and having a hard time getting back on their feet, not realizing they can't keep a job. Maybe they had a traumatic experience as a child and they keep blaming it on that traumatic experience, and that happened 40 years ago. I mean, you know, I could go on and on, but in the same regard, people will use the spirit of manipulation to make you stay. Number three, not feeling worthy, right? Sometimes we stay in mediocrity because of our own personal insecurities, and we are afraid of being alone or even finding someone else who we feel will love us, right? And maybe not even loving us the way we love, but just somebody else loving us. And so when we have our own insecurities or low self-esteem, we do not feel worthy of, you know, love or having better, right? Number four, and this is the last, one of the last reasons. There are more, but these are the ones I wanted to really talk about. Sometimes we stay due to time. I know I did this. We stay because of time, not because of the relationship was healthy, but just because of longevity. So it wasn't about quality, it was about quantity. And so I know this is a very popular one, especially for individuals who are married and who feel bound to the vows that they made on that day. They feel bound to the commitment that they made to that other individual and to God, you know, and they feel bound. And so people stay in a marriage because of the quantity of time that they have invested. There's an investment, I would say, that they feel, I can't leave. I've invested so much of my time, so much of my love, so much of my energy, right, with this person. I have to wait to see if I'm going to get anything back on the investment, right? And so that's the fourth one. We stay because of time. And I have to say that I stayed because of time. I stayed because I wanted my son to grow up in a two-parent household, even though it was not a real marriage. You know, I would say we lived more as roommates than we did as a married couple. So we cohabitated very well together, but it wasn't a marriage. It wasn't toxic, but it just wasn't healthy. I wasn't, you know, something shifted, right, as we got older. So, you know, and that's what happens when you have this quantity, this investment that you've been investing in for years. You would think that over the years you would get, there would be some type of return. But something is wrong when you've invested so much time and there's no return. You know, it's very similar to, you know, a Roth account, a 403B and a retirement account. You know, you invest. And as you invest, you see the return. Sometimes, you know, things go down a bit, but then they pick back up. You know, it's ebbs and flows. And so, you know, but because of the longevity, we don't see, right? You know, a lot of us stay and we never see growth. And so this is really getting good. We're going to have to take a quick break and we'll be right back talking about how to get off of that street. We talked about the four reasons why we stay on the street, but we're going to dig into how do we get off of the street of mediocre. We'll be right back.
Do you love music and always wanted to learn how to play an instrument or sing? Check out Waldorf Music Academy, which is Southern Maryland's best music school, teaching students from ages 4 to adult. Whatever instrument you or your child wish to play, odds are they teach it. Piano, electric and acoustic guitar, drums, bass, and voice, and a host of others. For more information, visit www.waldorfmusicacademy.com.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. So we were talking about the four things that keeps us on that street, right? We talked about love. We talked about manipulation. We talked about not feeling worthy, our own insecurities. And we talked about longevity. So now we're going to shift to how do we get off of this street? How do we get off of this street? And number one, we have to ask the Lord to help us to recognize our worth. And how do you do that? How do you help yourself to recognize how much God loves you? And that is key. God loves you. And I remember when I was going through my divorce, I thought I had a good marriage, but I didn't realize that God was elevating me to greater. And what I had was just mediocre. you know, for where God was leading and directing me. And, you know, now the marriage, you know, I thought what was, you know, something that was good, right? But I never really felt loved. I never really felt that he was in love with me. It was so interesting. I had to kind of figure out how this individual loved me. And that was missing in my relationship. Love was missing in my relationship from someone who I was married to. And I was denying, right, what I needed, right? I was denying the love that I needed, because it was interesting. My ex-husband seemed to be more affectionate to my son than he was to me. And so when it comes to my love language, let me put that out there. You should know what your love languages are, because it's very key into how you need to be loved, right? Or watered. And so I felt like, you know, he was pouring, he was loving on my son, and that was enough. I'm a big girl. I can be okay, right? But that was me accepting mediocre, because I was the wife, right? And the first thing that God helped me with was to bask in God's love. And that's key. This is number one. There is a peace you receive when you bask and soak in the love of God. You know, and worship has a way. It has a way of shifting your mindset to a supernatural space that helps you feel the love of God. And that's what was missing. I felt like I wasn't loved. You know, I had friends who loved me, my parents who loved me. But I needed to go back. I needed to go back to my first love, and that is the Lord. And it is this place and space where God will show up for you. He will show up in your worship. He will show up in your praises and your songs and in worship music. He will show up in your prayer. He will show up in times of need and love you until you are full. I mean, I'm telling you, God wants to fill you up with his love. And when you are full of his love, you will refuse to accept anything less. There was a song for me. It resonated for me so much when I was trying to get to a place where God's love was enough. And there's a song by Jonathan Butler called Falling in Love with Jesus. And that song helped me. Oh God, it filled me up where I felt the love of God. And so find a song, find a scripture, find something to help fill you up, and listen to it over and over. Read it over and over, whatever you have to do, because I'm telling you, there's nothing like the love of God. Number two, ask God to help you find support. You know, finding support, I have to say, you know, it's really sad to think about, but everybody doesn't have support. And I can say personally for myself, I never would have made it without the support of family and friends. I know I have the Lord, but you need human help, right? And so pray and ask God to help you find people or circle to help you. You know, maybe you have it, right? Or maybe you need a new one, right? Because you're growing, you're moving forward. Maybe you need a new circle. But depending on your situation, especially if the relationship is toxic or unhealthy, excuse me, then you may need a professional, right? You may need a professional person to help guide you, especially if you need to work on you, right? To try to figure out you know, why you're staying in mediocre relationships. And so what is it that is giving you unsatisfactory fulfillment in your life to accept less? Ooh, that's a good question. I got to say that again. I kind of got tongue-tied with it. But what is it that is giving you unsatisfactory fulfillment in your life to accept less. Ooh, I hope that hits you. Because you have to get to the root of that thing. You have to find out why you are staying, why you are accepting the less. Why are you accepting mediocre? And when you find out, then you can figure out how to fill your own self up. See, first it starts with God filling you up with His love. Then how do you fill up yourself, right? How do you fill up yourself with, you know, being confident in yourself, being confident in who you are, and realizing I am enough. Say that to yourself. I am enough. And this is the second thing I'm telling you that God had me to do, is to learn how to love me. You got to do that. And be okay. Loving you is enough. It's enough. And it starts with loving you for you. Loving your flaws, loving your mistakes, loving that maybe your hair's breaking off, loving the pimples on your face, loving your stretch marks, right? Loving everything about you. And you don't care what other people say or feel, because you love you and you are enough. You know, I had to confirm my love for myself and learned in the process. Excuse me, how to enjoy being by myself. You have to be the one who you give yourself joy. You encourage yourself. You love yourself. You speak to yourself. You take pride in yourself, right? It should not be contingent upon who you're around. You don't let other people affirm you. You affirm yourself. It cannot be based on what people do or not do. And so it's time to love you and enjoy your life with or without people. This takes a learning of who you are, right? And when you learn who you are, you can love who you are, and you can walk in the purpose that God is taking you. And so in this season of your life, you got to be okay with you and learn how to allow the Holy Spirit to fill you up, to love you for you. Number three, some of us, we need to create a plan. You know, I understand the power of prayer. I understand worship. I understand praying until something happens. But sometimes we need a plan to get out. You know, everybody doesn't need a plan. It definitely depends on the situation. You know, I didn't have to create a plan because my ex-husband rejected me and it just happened, right? And so sometimes relationships just end and you don't have to create a plan, but one was created for you. Excuse me. And so nevertheless, the closed door to a relationship, you know, it happened for a reason. And that's because God wants to elevate you from mediocrity to greatness. And the word says many are called, but few are chosen. And you were chosen for greatness. And it is okay that they let you go. It is okay that they abandon you. It is okay. Now we're talking about relationships, but this also could connect to a parent who rejected you or abandoned you, right? You got to realize when God closed the door, there are 15 other doors waiting to be opened just for you. And I have to say for myself, while I was grieving something God was removing from my life, but really it was an upgrade. Now, maybe you know, you also have to think some people are in narcissistic relationships and you really need a plan, because the level of manipulation is on 100 and you need professional assistance to help get you out. You know, narcissists are very skilled and you need someone really to help you see the signs. You need someone to really validate, to say, hey, this isn't healthy. and help you plan a way of escape. Number four, don't feel like you're indebted to an individual to help them. You know, you're not Wonder Woman, you're not Superman, right? Stop trying to save people. Let me say that again. Stop trying to save people. You don't owe anyone anything, especially a grown man or a grown woman. Guess what? The trials of life happen. None of us are exempt. And guess what? Trials and tribulations are normal. Say that to yourself. Trials and tribulations are normal. You don't owe them anything except the best part of yourself, to accept boundaries and to love you more than holding on to something or someone that is sucking the life out of you more than them pouring into you. And I don't need to say more about that, but if somebody is sucking the life out of you, it's unhealthy. Say that, it's unhealthy. And so when you're in a relationship, you should not feel worse when they're around. You should feel better. You shouldn't feel like, oh God, they're home. You should want them home. Relationships are created to build you up, not tear you down. So create a plan. Say create a plan. Lastly, number five, God wants you to get off of the street because he has greater for you. Lastly, number five, God wants you to get off of this street because he has greater for you. You know, I didn't see it at the time, and you never see it at the time, but it was the best decision my ex-husband ever made for me. Sometimes I want to be facetious and say, thank you for letting me go. It was the best decision you made for me. That's kind of rude. But I say it in my mind. I say it in my mind, right? Because right now my life has shifted to a greater level, and my ex could not have, what I understand now is he could not have handled where God was leading me. And when God is leading you somewhere greater, everybody can't be around you. Especially when you're elevated, they just can't be there. You need a new circle. Amen. And so it's time to get off of the street of mediocrity. You're destined for greater, and God has to remove the dead weight before he can elevate you. And I'm pretty sure you feel, oh man, this is a challenge, right? This is a challenge because sometimes, unfortunately, we do things because of the familiar, right? Remember the four, because of love, right? It's because of we love somebody, it's because of our own insecurities, it's because of the time we invested, right? And we have to understand that God has greater, amen? And so God wants you to take that step. He wants you to get off of this street. And I'm pretty sure you've struggled. You've felt this pull and this tug. And the reason why things are shifting is because God wants to elevate you. I felt the shift. I know you feel the shift. And I kept praying for something. You know, I kept praying for God to bless where I was. You know, and that's our prayer. God bless me right here. All you got to do is change. You know, we're not used to praying for removal. We're not used to praying for God to remove something or someone for us to be elevated, upgraded, for things to get better and greater. That's not a prayer. Our prayer is, okay, God, what I have right now, this is what I want you to bless. But God is not using anything you have. God wants to create something new, and he wants to create something new for you. And so, as I was praying for something, you know, I wanted to stay in, I didn't realize where God was moving me. And I'm pretty sure you don't realize where God is moving you, but God is moving you somewhere. And sometimes we want to stay in the familiar, but God has greater for you. And so it's time for you to be okay with the shift. Be okay with the shift and where God is moving you. So make that declaration today that I'm a move with the shift. And if God needs to remove somebody from my life, friend, maybe even the marriage. I understand, you know, people don't want a divorce, but if it's not healthy, if you're not growing, if somebody is constantly sucking the life out of you, it's time for a shift. Amen. I could not have done all of this without your support. Thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. Until next time, let's all live residue free in 2023 and walk in everything God has destined for you to be. Amen and amen.